720 WGN and WGNradio.com. This is the All-Timer Show. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Well, this morning, COPA, the Civilian Office of Police and Accountability, held their news conference this morning, and it was about the sexual misconduct claims involving Chicago police officers and migrants at a Westside police station. The chief administrator, Andrea Kirsten, held her news conference, and this is what she had to say.
I can confirm that to date, we have not identified any migrants claiming to be the victim of sexual assault or any form of sexual misconduct by CPD members. COPA's investigation, which is being led by our Special Victim Squad, has included a total of 10 investigators, 2 supervising investigators, 1 director of investigations, and 2 deputy chief administrators. Many of these staff have expertise in sexual misconduct investigations, and many are fluent in Spanish.
On the phone with me right now is Baltazar Enriquez. He's the president of the Little Village Community Council, and they've been on the forefront in trying to get COPA to speed up the investigation because these are really serious allegations. And he's on the phone with me right now. Mr. Enriquez, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, so first of all, what do you make of the news conference that was held this morning by COPA?
It clearly shows how COPA is also covering the police officers. Now they have no allegations. Now they don't have a victim. Now we don't know where they're at. So we could see the dog and pony show they're putting for us. And that's a shame that COPA is covering up criminals, because we know for a fact that these things were happening and they're still happening now. Not only these type of allegations, but other allegations where sergeants have screamed at them, "You're lucky I'm letting you stay here," where they have kicked out asylum seekers to the street with any other way of them finding somewhere to stay, where they have mistreated them, where they have been very ostentatious towards them. So we know that these allegations are true, and shame on COPA for lying.
Now, you said that this has happened, and I know the way that it was presented was that this was all made anonymously. Who's telling you that this is happening, first of all? Do you have a direct line to the migrants that's telling you this?
So, listen, they come to our office, they pick up clothes, they start seeing that we're helping them, and we ask them what's going on in those police stations. A lot of them have told us that, you know, it depends on who's running the police station, and we're talking about asylum seekers themselves. So they have learned to run themselves in there because there's nobody paying attention to them. The Department of Human Services have failed to also protect them. And when these asylum seekers have came forward to another police officer and that police officer then filed the complaint, those police officers were removed from the neighborhood. Our commander got removed from the police station. We have an interim commander. Why are they covering this up? Why are they hiding things from us? So all we want is transparency. And if they really want a civilian to be investigating this incident, let us, the non-for-profit organizations like the Little Village Community Council, grassroots base, do the investigation. Let us speak to the asylum seekers, and they will come forward to us because they trust us. At this point, they don't want to say anything because they'll feel threatened that they might get kicked out of the country, where they might get, you know, disappeared. We're talking about the police department here. They kill and murder people, and they get away with it. So we want to make sure that these asylum seekers are not being treated like if they were back in Venezuela, where the government's the oppressor, the police department is the oppressor, and they're experiencing that again here. Shame on us for allowing these type of things.
All right, we're talking with Baltazar Enriquez. He's the president of the Little Village Community Council. Last week, I had a chance to talk to John Catanzara. He's a controversial figure. He's the president of the Fraternal Order of Police, Lot 7. And I did ask him about the allegations into the alleged sexual misconduct with the police. And this is what he had to say.
There's very strong indications that this has absolutely been baseless from the beginning. There was another rumor that was circulating at a different station a couple weeks before that. It got traction, and obviously the rumor mill likes to flame up pretty quick, but it died down almost as quick as it flamed up because it just was so ridiculously egregious that it couldn't have been true. And this is just another one of those examples. And again, COPA's behavior in this, we've already addressed it because we've already had an email back to Andrea Kirsten about the investigation techniques. where they're reaching out to spouses and family members of members whose names have been circulated and asking them if they think they're capable of doing this. That is absolutely as improper as you could possibly get. And these are supposedly licensed attorneys doing this fishing expedition. I mean, it is so unethical. It ain't even funny.
So what do you make of that?
I mean, this guy, you know, he's a Trump supporter. So he's always going to back up the blue. There's a culture that exists in the police department. Even if I do wrong, they're going to protect me. And he clearly shows that. He will protect a criminal instead of bringing them to the law. So that's why we're very adamant of getting their names out. Because if I commit a crime, the first thing they're going to do is do a mugshot, publicize it, and I'm innocent until proven guilty. So if these allegations circulating in the 10th District is because they did happen, and they're going after the officers that filed the complaint against them. And that's why we want to make sure that we do not allow the police union to have more power than us, the civilians, because they work for us. And that's what he fails to understand. And he's worse than a thug, because that guy shows clearly he spews racism, and he will not go against his own members. So that's why we don't believe anything he says. That guy's a thug. So, no, he really does not speak what the Chicago Police Department represents, which is the community, and it's our police department, not their police department.
All right, final question. We're talking with Baltazar Enriquez. He's the president of the Little Village Community Council. Now that COPPA says they can't find the alleged victim, if they never come up with a victim or anything like that, what's your next move? What are you guys going to do? Because if COPPA says they can't find a victim and then it dies off, then what's your next move?
So our next move is that whenever an asylum seeker will go to the police station, they will call 311, and there's SR numbers, which for every individual. So we have their name. We have their information. The city has this information available. COPPA has this information available. But they just want to concoct a story, sell it to the public, and say this never happened.
Wait, this
did happen, and we have to investigate the truth.
Wait, so you have the information on the actual victims of this particular incident. You have the information on that?
No, they do.
Oh, they do. Okay.
They will have. Yes, 311 will be called. The Department of Human Services will then come out, and there's an S number for every person that was staying in the police station.
All right.
They have a service request number, so they have their name and their information, so they need to stop lying to us.
All right. There you have it, Baltazar Enriquez. He's the president of the Little Village Community Council. And if people need your services, where do they go?
We're located right in the heart of Little Village, 3610 West 26th Street. We're open volunteer basis from 11 to 5, Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays.
All right, there you have it. Thanks for joining me, man.
Thank you. Have a good one.